to basically to remove the conviction and to turn back the deportation. So what was the judge's ruling? This is Superior Judge Rufo Espinoza.
Yeah, well, basically he denied our writ. That's what the petition is called. We had to go back to the criminal court because the immigration court denied her citizen son's petition to immigrate her because Rosario Munoz has a felony conviction of second-degree murder. She was denied this even though her three children are U.S. citizens and even though one is serving in the U.S. Air Force in Europe. So we had to go back back to get her conviction reduced to involuntary manslaughter that would make her eligible for a waiver for a visa. Now, keep in mind that the reduction would not have taken away the fact that she had already done almost 17 years in prison. She would still be on parole, her record would not be cleared, and she would still have to live with the stigma of being an ex-convict. This wasn't a way to clear her of any wrongdoing. It was a formality needed for her to be able to live with her children. Now, the court denied her petition for three reasons. He stated that she was not in imminent danger at the time. Now, we argue that a victim of domestic violence is always in imminent danger. It's not like the wife beater says, oh, the wife beater only beats their wife on a Tuesday and on a Thursday when he's really stressed out. That's not going to be the day that she's in imminent danger. He also denied that this petition should have been done 15 years ago. 15 years ago, most of our family members were undocumented, and there weren't any laws to protect victims of domestic violence at that time. Now, this was in 1987, and he stated that her lawyer was competent in representing her, her first lawyer. However, he didn't advise her that she would have been deported. She would automatically be deported if she pleaded guilty. However, we're going to appeal the case. We're going to appeal, but Rosario doesn't want to remain incarcerated during the appeal, and subsequently she will need to be deported. The conditions at the INS prison in San Pedro are atrocious, and she is documenting many injustices that she is witnessing while inside. And in the meantime, she's going to be deported, and we're going to continue to appeal the case, the criminal court case.
And this is her public defender 16 years ago did not raise the issue of the battered women syndrome, recommended her to plead guilty, and so she's dealing with the repercussions of that now.
Yes, and didn't advise her that she would have automatically been deported if she was released, because at that time he recommended that she plead automatically guilty to second-degree murder. And which, if she would have been convicted now, she would have probably been convicted of something like involuntary manslaughter that carries a sentence, I believe, from 8 to 10 years. Rosario Munoz has already done 17. She's already going on 17. So this reducing her conviction to involuntary manslaughter was only going to allow her to stay. It wasn't going to take away. It wasn't going to clear her record. She had already done the time. However, Judge Rufo Espinoza denied that petition.
What kind of support has this case been getting from the traditional, like, women's movement, the feminist movement, or the battered women's movement, and the prison abolitionist movement?
Well, you know, we have received a lot of support from people in all those sectors. People really empathize with this story, and we were pleasantly surprised because initially we had to overcome our own family stigma to be able to organize and get my aunt out of prison. And when we brought the story to the people were very accepting. They're very helpful, and we met a lot of good people along the way. We even met with Dolores Huerta, and she was able to speak on our behalf to Governor Gray Davis. We've been able to meet several people. Senator Gloria Romero, she was also a very supportive person and a key person that we approached for my aunt to be able to be paroled. That's all we wanted. She had done her time, but we want to keep her here because she's going to be deported to Mexico City, but her family's here. Her son is in the U.S. Air Force right now in Europe, stationed in Spain, and we think that's unjust that at this time when the country is at war and they're deporting the mother of the U.S. Air Force man.
You know, Rosario's been in prison for 17 years, and now she's spent the last, from January till now, in San Pedro Detention Center. And she's choosing to continue to fight. How has she persevered, and how is she doing?
Well, she's been good. She's a strong woman. She's a strong woman, and she's trying to remain positive. However, the conditions at the INS prison are horrible. She's documenting a lot of the cases that are in there with the women inside, and she wants to, if she is released, I mean, if she is allowed to stay in the U.S., she's going to want to continue to work on this issue because of all the injustices that are happening inside with those women that are incarcerated in that prison. She's persevered because she wants to be reunited with her children. It's almost been 17 years that she's been in prison, so she missed the better part of her children's lives, and now she just wants to return to that. And we really want to keep her here.
We're going to be closing, wrapping up pretty soon, Veronica. But yes. Tell us, what can folks do to support Rosario Muñez? What are you asking? As you're waiting for the appeal, what can people do to continue to put pressure, and what other tactics are you guys using?
Well, right now we would like for people to visit our website. Our website is freedrosariomunoz.org, and there's another website, freebatteredwomen.org, where they can get more information about other sisters left inside at CIW in Chino, Chowchilla. There are a lot of women there that are battered women that are still struggling for their freedom. And Governor Schwarzenegger is still denying people their paroles. We're convinced that through all the support that we had, that's how we were able to get Mayan out of prison, and that's what these other women need. So please visit freebatteredwomen.org and freerosariomunoz.org, and they can get more information right there about how they can help support.
Thank you so much, Veronica.
Thank you for having me.
And again, that website is www.freerosariomunoz.org.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for having us on the show.
Okay, bye-bye.
So today we'd like to thank Carlos Castaneda and Rafael Aglanda and Veronica Obregón. We had music from Los Wawaos, Pablo Melanes, High Tech, and Samantha Lita. Please let us know what you think of the show. You can call 213-387-2800 or email us at comments@kpfk.org. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Maggie LaPique. We'll see you next week.